Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is fear will cause us to lose sight of our soul. So, isn't that the truth? Fear and soul do not match, right?
Oh, no, completely the opposite. Good morning, Chas.
Yeah. Can't have one with the other.
Yeah. No, the soulful journey is the opposite of fear. It's that journey to God. It's that journey to that higher self. It's that journey to our soul. And fear is an illusion. Fear is generated by our minds. It has nothing to do with our soul. It's generated by ego. Ego makes up stories, scares the crap out of us. Well, yeah, it's ego. It just can make a story up about anything and create fear. And that can become an addiction. We can be addicted to fear.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, guess you can add that to my list of addictions. Yep. Yeah. Fear can be an addiction. Constantly looking for a problem can be an addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Next thing to go wrong.
Yeah. So then we can fix it. That's the crazy part.
Which is another addiction.
Yes. Yes, because then it gives us a sense of power, like, oh, see, I fixed it. Yeah. Okay, I have control. And then we do it again. We create another problem, and then we fix it. And we keep giving ourselves the feeling like we're in control. Well, where's God in all that? Where's faith in all that? That just sounds like a hot mess, right? Yeah. Wouldn't it be better just to skip all that and just have some peace?
You would think. You would think that it would be easier to just skip all that and go to peace. Yes.
Ego's tricky. It's very tricky. It doesn't give up easy. Trust me. It does not give up easy. But it does give up.
Yeah.
Just have to move away from it, not towards it.
Yeah.
Not give it power. It needs energy to thrive on. And if we feed the story, then it just grows.
Yeah, it does.
If we change the channel, so to speak, it will diminish. Things will get quieter.
Yeah. Yep. Truth and ego are opposite.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah, I vacillate between truth and yeah, I guess it is fear. Fear of being alone, I guess. I guess that's my fear right
now. That's the driving force. Always been the driving force.
Yeah. Fear of being left all alone. That's the fear.
And I think we all have that fear, Chas. It's just what we do with it. We all have that fear. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't have that fear when it comes right down to it. I think to some degree or another, we all have abandonment issues. Some may be, not as severe as other people's, but none of us have been spared. Let's just say that.
Yeah. I'm sure we do.
It's just that recovery has been our saving grace because it offered us a new way to think.
Yeah.
You know, when I think about the way our world thinks, it's like, man, everybody could use recovery because, recovery helps you to self-reflect, helps you truth, right? It helps you build a relationship with God. Yeah.
And it makes you not feel alone.
Yes.
Because that's
a healthy way of not feeling.
Yeah. Right? With like-minded people that understand.
Yes. They don't have an agenda. They're just all sharing a common experience that is helpful.
Yeah. Yep. Fear robs us. It definitely, it robs us.
It's certainly stolen a lot from me over my life.
Yeah, me too.
And it's still trying. Still yeah. trying. But for today, and that will be my word before you even ask me, will be surrender. That is my word today.
Yeah. Probably needs to be mine too. Yeah. Fear. Yeah, it's been the driving force in my life, my whole life for sure. But I also found truth. So yes, fear's in there, but truth is still in there too. And it may be hard to see right now, but it's still in there. Mm-hmm. I know it is. I know truth is in there.
Truth is in there. You know the truth. You know the truth.
Yeah.
We don't always like the truth. So we slip into denial.
Yeah.
That's when we don't want to face reality. We just shield ourselves with this thing called denial.
Yeah, and still a false sense of control too. Like that's the crazy part. Like yeah. Don't even see that.
We can't control anybody. We can't.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly we may have let people control us in the past, and maybe we've attempted to control people, but ultimately it doesn't work, and it's not kind anyway. It's not a kind thing to do.
Yeah.
Nobody should be controlled.
No. Nope.
Just be free to be ourselves. Yeah, and I guess let people be who they are.
Yeah. Yep. So what would you say the direction of your soul is? Not fear, but your soul.
Yeah. Oh, no. Fear, it would take all day. Well, no, we'll just sum it up. F-E-A-R, fear. False evidence appearing real. My soul, what does my soul want? My soul wants peace, quiet. I remember I had that week of quiet. It was so nice. And that's what I want more than anything. I want peace and quiet, serenity. I want to keep building my relationship with God, stepping deeper inward, as well as experiencing, having the outward experience too, just balancing the two. My soul, it just wants some connection. I know in my soul, since I was a little girl, I've wanted to teach, and I expect I'll be teaching to my last breath of things that I believe in, and to help somebody. That's just part of who I've been my whole life. Yeah, and that's it. Really, I don't think it wants a whole lot of. It doesn't want stuff. It doesn't want. You know, it doesn't want a lot of things that it used to want. But most of that was ego. It wasn't my soul. What about yours, Chas?
My soul, too, likes quiet. My soul likes truth. Yeah, I think peace and quiet, which I haven't felt a whole lot of. But I know that's what my soul wants. Connection to nature, connection, to people, like-minded people. Quiet mostly, though, I think is what my soul likes. Softness,
gentleness, goodness,
soft,
kindness.
Soft is important to some part of me. It's very opposite from what my ego wants.
Exactly. Ego doesn't want what your soul wants. Ego keeps continually tries to move us away from there. And probably has been successful most of our life.
Yeah, in one way or another, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't mean it won't keep trying to trick us back. You know, that's why, you know, alcoholics need meetings, right?
Yeah.
Temptation to pick up a drug. Saying it's always there, but you know, the potential is there. If you're not spiritually fit, if you don't work a hard program, ego will trick you into thinking you could just have one. Just have one drink or one something. The ego will trick you into that false sense of control. Control the drink, right? I can just have one drink and I can control it. Absolutely not. That's just hogwash.
Yeah.
That's just ego trying, that's the disease just trying to pull us back in, right?
Yeah.
For same sure. With codependency. Same with codependency. I just continue to work on my own codependency. It's gotten a lot better, but there's still work to do. There's still lessons I must learn.
Yep. Fear. Mm-hmm. Fear. Yep. Sabotager.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah. Sabotager of peace.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So your word, surrender.
My word. Yeah. I'm surrendering fear and illusions, giving it to God, and asking for God's will for me today. You know, because you know I can hear the voice of God. But lately, the last week, fear has drowned it out, because fear is loud, ego is loud,
mm-hmm.
and it gets louder than that quiet voice that comes from God. And that's why a lot of times people don't hear it, because their egos are so loud and in control. So the last week or so, I feel like, you know, there's times that I do hear it, but there's lots of times that ego has blocked it out. I've blocked it out. So I just want to listen to what I should put my trust in. And that's God. And taking direction and asking for guidance. What do I do, rather than taking control of the wheel? I have no control.
Yeah.
God needs to drive this bus, not me, not fear. Fear is driving the bus right now.
Yeah. I think my word will be truth today.
Okay.
Focus on truth.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Truth is always there. Truth has been my saving grace.
Yeah.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
It's pulled me out of things over and over and over again.
Yeah. There is a wise voice in you.
Mm-hmm.
And there is truth in you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's kind of like, you know, on each shoulder, maybe on one shoulder represents God, and on the other shoulder represents ego, right? And it's like, which one would you listen to?
Yeah.
You know, which voice would you listen to? Well, I told you the story about the wolves, the bad wolf and the good wolf, and which one would you feed, right?
Yep. It's true.
Yeah.
Truth or fear, ego or God. Yep. It's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any last thoughts?
Yep, that's it for today.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!